This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, the operative phrase this week is extravagant love. That's what we read about in Matthew 26, where an unnamed, unknown woman at the home of a man named Simon the leper takes an alabaster jar of expensive perfume. One person said it was worth a year's wages, and poured that over the head of Jesus in an act of preparing or anointing him for burial. It's a dramatic act. It's something that speaks to your life and my life in 2014 about loving the Lord and loving other people. God bless you as you listen to part two. I don't know what you consider extravagant love in your life, what you've done out of extravagant love, or someone's done for you and you say it was extravagant what they did for me. But I want you to leave here today knowing that extravagant love was manifested to you in a way that you will never be able to measure in terms of forgiveness, in terms of what happened on the cross. I want to do a little verse by verse and share some stories with you that I think will help you understand the passage. Verse 6 says, "Well, Jesus was in Bethany in the home of a man known as Simon the leper." 10 Simons in the Gospels or in the New Testament. We don't know which one this was particularly. But isn't it interesting he's identified as Simon the leper? It means that he was healed. I think he was healed by Jesus at some point, but he still had the label connected with his name, Simon the leper. Question, what word's connected to your name? You ever thought about that? Does anybody associate your name with something from your past? Something that you've done? Something that they won't let you forget? Well, I want to suggest that there's truth to that with all of us, that we all could put our name, Randy the sinner, Mary the sinner, Bob the sinner, whatever your name is, because you see, we're all identified by that name. The difference is we're forgiven. And I will go to my grave as a sinner. So will you. But we go as forgiven sinners, and there's a difference. There is a powerful difference that you and I need to acknowledge. Verse 7 says, "A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table." Someone who did some research on this was at second service. I don't even know. I've never met him before. But he said he's done some research on it, and he found that it possibly this perfume came from India, from northern India. It was very expensive, obviously, and it cost a year's wages. Mark mentions that it cost a year's worth of income. Think of what you make in a year. That's what this cost. So we're not talking about an ounce of Chanel No. 5. We're talking about something far more expensive than that. And she breaks it and has the audacity to just pour all of it on his head as you would anoint a king, or as you would anoint someone for burial. And notice the reaction of the apostles in verse 8. "When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Now, what's interesting to me, John mentions something that Matthew doesn't. John mentions that it was Judas who started the discussion on this. And does that ring any bells with anybody? Judas was the one that John said he had his hand in the bag. He was the treasurer for the group of the disciples, and he was stealing money from it. And he was the one who initiated the conversation. "Hey, we could have spent this money on the poor." No, what Judas probably meant was, "I could have spent it. Why did this woman waste this money that I could have spent on my own use?" Well, we'll continue this message from the Gospel of Matthew, the 26th chapter, tomorrow on Cross Hope. If there's ever a part of this message you've missed, you do know you can go to our website, crosshope.org, to listen to the rest of this message. That's crosshope.org. Thanks and God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.